You're listening to Cloudcast Weekly, a podcast by SearchCloudProvider.com. I'm Jessica Scarpetti, site editor of SearchCloudProvider.com. And with me in the podcast studio is my co-hostess, co-pilot, co-cloud provider news junkie, news writer, Gina Narcissi. Thank you, Gina, as always, for being here.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
We're here to give you a quick wrap-up of everything that's new on the site this week. So you wrote this week about Amazon's, their new marketplace, right? The reserved instance marketplace. Why don't you start off by telling us about that?
Sure. So the new marketplace, sort of called it the Craigslist of the cloud. Basically, it's for, you know, users who already buy reserved instances, which is basically a cloud computing term, you know, 1 to 3 year cloud computing terms. You purchase them for a low price, and then you get some great discounts on the hourly charges as well. So it's worth it if, you know, a certain customer knows they're going to be needing a lot of compute power over a certain period of time, over an extended period of time. But still, you know, cloud capacity planning is really hard for a lot of customers, even the ones that know they're going to need it for a long period of time. So to sort of alleviate the pain in overbuying cloud, Amazon has introduced this new marketplace. And basically, users can post their unused instances for other users to buy. So it sounds like a good offering for, it sounds sort of like a win-win for everyone, just because Amazon charges 12%, so they're actually getting back more money on something they already sold. But at the same time, users get to, you know, maybe recoup some of their losses, and then other users that maybe would have never considered a reserved instance in the first place, because maybe they only need compute power for like a 3 month project. Now they're going to have the opportunity to buy some of these reserved instances at a really discounted rate. And James Staton wrote a blog about this for Forrester. And he was talking about how some of the discounts can even be up to like 40%. Then I talked to another analyst who said that the reserved instance is sort of, it's sort of the anti-cloud model, because it kind of locks people into this commitment. And she said it was kind of like scalping in the cloud, which I thought was kind of interesting. But Amazon does have safeguards in place. You know, you can't sell over $5,000 in instances a year, and you can't sell them at the last minute. You know, if they're going to expire in a few days, you can't go on the marketplace and try to sell them at that point. And this is a pretty good offering that other cloud providers could potentially benefit from as well. They would just sort of need to have that volume that Amazon has. You know, so some big ones out there mentioned were Rackspace and Microsoft Azure. Because obviously, you know, you don't want people to go to a marketplace and there's three offerings and that's it. So you definitely need that volume. But if, you know, a cloud provider is trying to compete with Amazon, this marketplace, this could be the way to go.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting how much thought Amazon put into, obviously, like you said, some of the protections to prevent server scalpers or whatever.
Right.
That was one of the things that jumped out at me. The other was, I just had this thought when I was reading it that in general, maybe outside of IT or even inside of IT, buying used has sort of this like bad stigma attached to it. But with cloud, you're always buying used anyway. Like the resources that you're using are the ones that someone else maybe used 2 weeks ago.
That's true. And, you know, with that discount in place, I don't know that it would really matter to so many people so much. And I think it would also get people to, you know, get into the cloud that maybe wouldn't have thought about it before. So this is even expanding their customer base potentially, which is a great idea for any cloud provider. And then getting to your point about the safeguards, that's also a good idea, just because it can't start this this whole like secondary market of like people making a business off of selling instances. And I think they're really trying to protect from that as well.
Were there any drawbacks to this? Did anyone mention like any reasons that another cloud provider might not want to do this? I mean, maybe there are none, but
not so much another cloud provider. Just in general, I guess the drawbacks were, one of the analysts mentioned that over time she could actually see people being able to profit from this marketplace, even with the safeguards in place. I don't think that's right away, and I actually don't know that the marketplace has exactly taken off right away because it's so new, but I guess, you know, it's one of those things we'll just see over time, just like with most of the cloud.
Great. Well, Gina, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you.
Application awareness isn't some new groundbreaking technology. There's been talk in the industry for years about networking devices treating applications differently based on their unique needs. It makes sense, right? Building intelligence into the network and all that. And Tom Knoll, president of CIMI Corporation, looks at whether it's practical for cloud providers to do this in his recent article, Application Awareness and Cloud Networking, Real or Imagined? Let's start by looking at why application-aware networking might be a good fit for the cloud, due to several factors, not least of which the fact that many users are accessing cloud-based apps over the internet. The cloud is especially sensitive to application performance issues. Poor application performance equals poor quality of experience. Poor quality of experience equals unhappy customers. Nobody wants an unhappy customer, so yeah, sure. Application-aware networking sounds like a good solution, but not so fast. The complexity of the cloud makes app-aware networking a bit tricky. In his piece, Tom identifies two potential paths to salvation for providers, OpenStack and software-defined networking. Let's start with OpenStack. The way OpenStack's platform links applications to the cloud is through virtual interfaces, one for storage, one for compute, and one for networking. The virtual interface for networking is called Quantum, and it's the first abstraction of network behavior that's designed to enable applications to describe what they expect from network services. The other path is software-defined networking, also referred to as SDN. If you haven't heard about SDN, here's a quick and hilariously oversimplified overview. In traditional networking, each device has its own control plane that decides what to do with incoming packets and its own data forwarding plane that looks up the information needed to determine where they should go. SDN separates the control and data planes, leaving the data forwarding on the devices but consolidating the control planes into a centralized controller, which defines how traffic flows across the network. The goal is simplified management and more granular programmability. So with this in mind, SDN can be used to create virtual networks that offer each cloud app a different quality of service. There are pros and cons to each approach. Find out what they are by checking out Tom's piece this week. Also this week, we have a column from Charles Weaver, CEO and co-founder of the MSP Alliance, an industry group for managed service providers. The MSP Alliance's big conference, MSP World, is coming to Austin this week, and Charles already knows what the hot topics are going to be this year. Spoiler alert, cloud tops the list. Find out how else you can show off at all the vendor-sponsored cocktail parties by checking out Charles's column. MSP Alliance? Four hot topics you'll hear about at MSP World 2012. And that is all that we have for this week. Be sure to check out all the articles we talked about and more at searchcloudprovider.com. We are off next week, but we will see you the second week of October. Thanks for listening.